With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The arrival of a plane from Israel sparks an anti-Semitic riot at a Russian airport.
Video shows a large, angry crowd of people moving through the main airport in the Dagestan region, then rushing onto the landing field, chanting anti-Semitic slogans and seeking passengers arriving on a flight from the Israeli city of Tel Aviv. Further video on social media shows some in the crowd waving Palestinian flags and others trying to overturn a police car. Dagestan's Ministry of Health says more than 20 people were injured, with two in critical condition, the injured including police officers and civilians. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Online threats targeting Jewish students prompting police to step up security at Cornell University's Center for Jewish Living. Cornell's president describes them as horrendous anti-Semitic messages appearing on a website not affiliated with the university. Also at SRNNews.com, no lack of anti-American rhetoric at a meeting of senior Chinese and Russian defense officials in Beijing.
Russia's defense minister has warned of the threat of a direct military clash between nuclear powers because of the West's involvement in Ukraine. Sergei Shoigu also said that the West was trying to expand the crisis potential in the Asia-Pacific. Senior Chinese military official Zhang Yuosha also made a thinly veiled swipe at Washington, referring to the countries which interfere in other countries' internal affairs. However, he also added that China was willing to develop military ties with the U.S. on a basis of mutual respect.
The BBC's Stephen McDonnell in Beijing. A vigil last evening, Lewiston, Maine, the community struggling to start healing from last week's mass shootings, left 18 people dead, 13 others injured. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures higher, the Dow futures up more than 200 points. SRN News. The United Nations calls out Nigeria.
The international body has issued a letter warning the government that its anti-blasphemy laws are a violation of human rights. Those laws criminalize any criticism of Islam and are frequently used to persecute Christians. Nigeria is already a hotbed of Muslim terrorism that sees thousands of Christians murdered every year. The country's population is split almost 50-50 between followers of Islam and followers of Christ. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some Malaysians are slamming the government's plan for a week-long program in schools to support the Palestinian cause after seeing pictures of students and teachers brandishing toy guns on social media. A number of students also using the Palestinian keffiyeh scarf to wrap around their heads like a terrorist. The Malaysian Education Ministry says Palestine Solidarity Week, which began today, designed to teach students empathy and concern for the suffering experienced by others. This is SRN News. An arrest stemming from the murder of a relative of a legendary American performer.
A Georgia man has been arrested in connection with the death of the great-nephew of the late singer Nat King Cole. 31-year-old Tracy Cole was stabbed to death in Atlanta on September 14th. Investigators have charged Ricardo Gale with murder. Tracy Cole was the grandson of Freddie Cole, one of Nat King Cole's three brothers. Jason Walker reporting.
Looks like Washington State Senator Jeff Wilson is off the hook in Hong Kong. A court there has dismissed a gun charge against Wilson, who was arrested after he carried a firearm into the Chinese territory. Wilson called the incident an honest mistake. Prosecutors note he declared the gun himself in an open fashion when he arrived at the Hong Kong airport while heading to Southeast Asia for a vacation. More details, SRNNews.com.